Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Protecting the Rural Road Fund is high on the policy agenda for Kentucky Farm Bureau. That from organization president Mark Haney at his recent annual meeting address a few days back. Current law calls for 22.2% of state revenue from gas tax be dedicated to rural roads, and he says the group will fight to keep that level.
The problem is we're seeing a reduction in that. As oil prices contract, so will some of that tax. We certainly will hang strong with keeping our important share, the share that's so important to us in rural Kentucky, to keep our roads, our bridges, all those things that we have to be able to transport these crops to market.
The issue drawing the largest number of policy resolutions this year, wildlife populations.
Almost to a person, you'll say it's basically almost out of control. The population of our wildlife seems to have exploded.
Concerns about feral hogs, deer, turkey, and resulting issues from crop damage to auto accidents, he says, these issues do need attention.
Understandably, we got to have wildlife. The environment has to be in perfect balance. But when it gets out of balance, we got to sometimes be thinking about that. I think you'll see us maybe push on that a little bit this year. Certainly, we think it is important.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
During the holiday season, the answer to all of your food or gift ideas is Kentucky Proud. Kentucky Proud represents food products that are made by Kentucky farm families. Kentucky Proud products also make for great gifts that everyone will enjoy. Visit KentuckyProud.com for a listing of retail stores in your area for all of your holiday needs. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world. Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Farm Bureau President Mark Haney says Kentucky and several other state farm bureaus and financial institutions are doing all they can to reverse the announced reduction by 7% sequestration of the last year of contract payments for the tobacco quota buyout. That's still up in the air, as is a court case regarding the state's 2014 allotment of tobacco settlement funds. He says even best-case scenario, ag development funds are on a path of reduction. He commended state and county leaders for wise use of those funds in the past and urged special attention for any possible initiatives in the future.
If you're on the county council or if you're involved, certainly you're going to have a lot of work to do moving forward and making those decisions. We at Farm Bureau want to be right there with you along the way to help guide what we need to be doing in that.
On the coming legislative session, Haney says the farm group will stand firm on its support of House Bill 44, which limits any increases in the level of property tax increases. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.